Well, although we've only just started making proteins from scratch to do work for us, we've been using enzymes around the home for decades, and Ben and Dave have been testing them out.
Normally, you should never play with your food, but for Kitchen Science, we get special dispensation. Now, Dave, what are we actually doing?
It's a slightly unusual kind of playing with our food, because it's more like washing our food. This is an experiment which takes a few days to do, so I set this up a while ago. What I've got here is three jars, one which is just full of water, and in the second one I've got some non-biological washing powder with about eight times as much water as washing powder. In the third one I've got some biological washing powder with eight times as much water as washing powder. And then I got a hard-boiled egg, chopped it up into chunks which are all about the same size, nice and thin. And then I put one of these slices in each of the three jars and left it for 3 days.
What good is a clean egg? Surely it's not edible anymore. So what are you actually trying to look at?
One of the special things about biological washing powder is, in theory, it ought to have a load of enzymes in it. Enzymes are vitally important chemicals inside your body. They make other chemical reactions go faster. The idea of the enzymes in washing powders is to break down the stains. So if you've got proteins, things like egg on your clothes, in theory, these enzymes are specially designed to speed up the reaction which breaks up these proteins, and so they come off your clothes more easily. So with any luck, they ought to damage the egg in the jar.
What about non-biological washing powder? Does that just leave the egg on your clothes?
Well, they don't actively attack it using enzymes. They've got lots of detergents which make things more soluble. You use lots of heat. You bash it around in the washing machine. And so it will come off, but probably not as well as the biological washing powders.
And let's have a look and see what we've actually got. Now, in this one, you've just got a few slices of boiled egg in a jar full of water. It doesn't look to me like anything's actually happened.
No, the boiled egg just looks pretty much as good as new.
It doesn't even smell gone off, so obviously very, very little biologically has happened to this egg at all. OK, so in our second jar, now which washing powder is this with?
This is non-biological washing powder.
Again, it just looks like normal egg. It's obviously got a layer of washing powder on it, and it smells quite strong. But it doesn't seem to have been broken down at all.
That's what you'd expect. There's nothing in there to actually attack the egg itself.
So we wouldn't expect the detergents and the surfactants in normal washing powder to actually attack an egg?
They'll dissolve any fats in there, but the proteins in egg white are basically great big long chain molecules, and when you cook them they all tangle up and form a big tangled mess. Dissolving that is almost impossible because all the molecules are all tangled together and you can't get it apart, so it will just sit there.
And the final jar, the one with biological washing powder in, there's quite a lot of what looks like almost fluff floating about on the surface of this one.
Yeah, the stuff on the surface might be bits of the egg which have dissolved off. If I dig it out,
the stuff on the surface actually looks a lot like the stuff you get when you do a proper poached egg. When you crack an egg into boiling water, you end up with this eggy, bubbly stuff on the surface. But how's the egg itself look?
Quite difficult to fish it out because the stuff's so murky out there, so there's a bit.
Having a prod about with a spoon, that still feels quite firm. You can see that some of the membrane has come off, but it doesn't really look that damaged. It doesn't look that eaten away. Would you expect the enzymes to have just eaten the whole egg up?
Depends how long you leave it and at what temperature. I have a feeling that the enzymes in washing powders are designed to work at above 30, 40 degrees centigrade, whereas this room is barely 20. And so the enzymes are probably going to be working very, very inefficiently. If we left it a bit longer and probably at a higher temperature, it should eat that egg away, yes.
But the bubbly egg stuff in there is evidence that our enzymes are actually doing some work.
They're doing something. In fact, if you look at the surface, it does look a little bit pitted up around here, and it's slightly less held together than the other egg. And so I think some bits of that have been falling off and floating up to the surface.
Would you expect all biological washing powders to do this, or are some likely to be better than others?
Basically depends what they've put in the washing powder. There's proteases, which break up proteins, which we've been talking about so far, and they're in most biological washing powders, but not necessarily all of them, so some of them might not work at all. You also get lipases, which break up fats, things like amylase, which break up starches, so if you get potato on your clothes, that will get broken down more easily. And you can even get cellulases, which break up cellulose, which is good for grass stains. It also slightly breaks down things like cotton, which was made out of cellulose. But that can actually make the clothes look newer, although it might reduce their total life.
But the thing with enzymes, they are proteins. They operate in a certain temperature range. And in fact, if you go too high, then you can break up the shape of the enzyme, and it's the shape that really does the work. How do the enzymes in biological washing powder cope with being put through, say, a 40-degree, a 50-degree wash?
They won't work if you get it too hot, and they don't work very well if they're too cold either. Well, I think the trick is to let someone else do the work of finding out how to make something work in those temperatures. People have found bacteria which survive at the sort of temperatures used in a washing machine, 50, 60 degrees centigrade, perfectly happily. And they've found in these bacteria proteases, which split up proteins, because lots of creatures need proteases. And basically they've taken those proteases and then multiplied them up into large quantities on industrial processes and put them in your washing powders, and so they're perfectly happy in the washing machine. Although if it gets too hot, again, they stop working.
So next time you spill egg on yourself, remember you might need to rely on a biological trick to get it back out of your clothes. We'll be back with more Kitchen Science very soon.
And subsequently, Dave discovered that part of the problem seems to be that the eco-biological washing powders are not nearly as good at attacking egg as conventional biological washing powders, which are very effective. Also, be very careful to keep the washing powder off your skin, and especially your eyes, as it destroys proteins, which is what your skin is made of, so it can cause irritation. We'll put more info online at thenakedscientists.com/kitchenscience, where you can also find loads of other experiments to try at home.
Diana, thank you very much.